Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. So listen, I know it's been a little while. We've had a break in the month of June. And for those who are listening to Blog Talk Radio, we welcome you to the PRX table. So listen, today is a special day. Today is a special day. The reason it's a special day is because we have been focusing for the last, man, it's been 6 months that we've been focusing on financial empowerment. And what we've been trying to accomplish here at the PRF table is really trying to help you, those of you who are desiring just to be in a different place. You know, I go around the country speaking at different venues, talking to different people in various ways. And hey sis, how you doing? You got some folks watching us on Facebook as well. And so I'm talking about how there's people that I talk to all around this country. There's people that call me, they call us, they're asking. And so much of what I've been seeing over these last 6 months since we've actually been focusing on financial empowerment has really been to lead us up to a place where we are today. Today where we get to ask a couple of questions that are critical. You know, we've had a lot of good people that have been with us over these last couple of months, and I do want to make sure that before I go any further, that you know that I kind of acknowledge those individuals. We've had individuals such as Jeff Struker. Jeff has been in the military. He's a retired Army chaplain. He had the rank of major, and he also pastored until recently a very well-known church in Columbus, Georgia, called Calvary Baptist Church. And then we had a brother by the name of Greg Trapp. Greg is somebody who I consider to be a good friend and brother. This brother talked to us from a perspective of dealing with insurance and certain types of insurance that can help empower the people. And then one of his mentors and another brother that I know very, very well, Nelson Baldwin, was on. Who else do we have? We had Regina Meadows, awesome woman of God. She's the director of an organization called Circles of Opelika. And she's part of a poverty reduction program. That's what they do. They help people to get out of poverty. We had the voice of, what I'm going to say, the voice of Birmingham. We had Stephanie Hicks, who was with us back in March. And Stephanie has her own story to tell, but I'm going to tell you, sorry about the connection. It looks good on my end, but hopefully the recording will be better for those who are watching on Facebook. But yes, we had Stephanie Hicks, who I call her the voice of Birmingham, because this sister is plugged in. She's plugged into helping people. She's plugged into making sure that people have a good understanding about where they are and where they want to go. For those who are watching on Facebook, if it's buffering while you're saying, you can also listen in. So you can call 347-215-7934, 347-215-7934. Hey, Pastor Ware, good to see you. Good to see you. I know we haven't connected on Facebook in a while, at least like this. So anybody who's watching on Facebook, I see that the connection is kind of low on Facebook, but we're not having any problems connecting through Blog Talk Radio. So again, if you want to just hear what's going on and still try to watch it via Facebook, just call 347-215-7934. Listen, we had so many others, and I really don't want to forget anybody. So bear with me for those who are watching. Oh, Jonathan Rivers. I almost could not forget Jonathan Rivers. They call him Bam where he's from. And this brother is a motivational speaker. And you know, sometimes when you talk about financial empowerment, people don't want to just hear, what do you need to do? What do I need to do? Sometimes people just need to have that little push. And so I thought it felt that it was really going to be a good thing to have Jonathan, who is doing some more remarkable things in Columbus, Georgia. He really is. So thank you to all of you who came on and has served the PRF table, took a seat at the PRF table, and was able to be a guest. Thank you to everybody who's been listening for the last couple of months. And now we get to this point. We get to this point of time where we're focusing on what do we do now? Where do we go from here? I would encourage you to go back and listen. Go back and listen to what has been said over these last 6 months with all of these remarkable, remarkable individuals who have given up some of their time to just come and help us, to educate us. And I promise you, you will get some great benefit out of doing that. One of the things I wanted to do, I'm out of town right now, so again, I apologize for those who may be trying to listen in or watch on Facebook, and they're not, connection for Facebook is not that great. But there's three things that I wanted to talk about in the next couple of minutes, and then we're out. We're out, and then we'll let you know pretty soon what we'll be talking about for the rest of the year on the PRF table. Three central questions that I wanted to end this particular show with. One is, do you want it? The next one is, what do you want to do with it? And then the third is, when? Do you want it? What are you going to do with it? And then when? You know, empowerment means that you have been given something. And a lot of times people want to think of it as what somebody gives to you. Well, let's just get this one out of here. Or let's just say God is the one who gives us any ability that we have, any ability that we have. It all comes from God. So there's no going around that. But in this matter of empowerment, there's some things that you and I, we need to do. I'm not rehashing everything we've been talking about for the last 6 months as we've been dealing with financial empowerment. For those of you who know me that my heart is really bent towards individuals living out what Jesus came and said he came for. When he said in John chapter 10, verse 10, the latter part of the verse, he said, I've come to give life more abundant. And my thing is, there's hundreds of churches where I live. There's four churches within a one-block radius where I serve. And then I look at the condition of the people, not just the condition of the community, but I look at the condition of the people. And I'm asking myself the question, when are we going to get it? When are we going to get that we have the ability? And when are we going to get that when Jesus said, I come to give life and life more abundantly, he wasn't just talking about having eternal life. And if that's the case, then why try? If your only mindset is, it's all about going to heaven. Listen, that is great. Y'all know my role in ministry. I'm not bucking up against that. But what I'm saying is there's too many people that are running around in our churches, in our pulpits, in our communities, Pastor Hines, that are not in a good spot. And so if we're not in a good spot, and I say we, not because I'm not in a good spot financially, I'm talking about we because Paul said in that 12th chapter of Corinthians, he said, when you hurt, I hurt. When I rejoice, you rejoice. Or when you rejoice, I rejoice with you. So how do we watch and just look in our communities, pastors, and see all this poverty? And then, and those of y'all who are pastors are watching, y'all know this and listening, you know this. You know that most of the problems are financial in nature somehow. Somehow they're economic. We know this all the time. But yet, and I've said this before, I've said it on plenty of occasions, if your church does not have a financial-based teaching ministry, if you don't have PRF, if you don't have Financial Peace University, listen, I'm not in competition with Dave. Dave does what he does. He doesn't do what I do. But there's a need for what Dave does, and there's a need for what I do. If you're not dealing with Crown.org, if you don't have something in place for the people, you are failing them as a leader. And I can say that with 100% certainty. Let me tell you why. Because, let me say this, Pastor Hines. In Columbus, Georgia, the community in which I'm next door to, 75 people filing bankruptcy every day. What do you really think what do you really think is going on? Hey, Grant, Dr. Carter, good to see you, sir. So 75 people are filing bankruptcy on average every day in a community of 200,000. You've got to know we're not in a good spot. You've got to know we're not in a good spot. And so we have to do things. And it says my good friend, my good brother, well-respected Brother Carter's on. You know, let me hit this banking thing because I'm talking about financial empowerment. And when I speak on financial empowerment, I'm not speaking on black and white, but let me talk to black folks. Y'all see me. Those of you who don't see me, you're listening through the radio. I'm a black man, unapologetically black. And here's what I know. We spend so much money as black people. The truth of the matter is we are empowered. We have a lot of the finances and the resources to make some major shifts, some major moves. But we have to do a better job at being a part of this collective body, a collective unit of people that are trying to go, and then we got to do it. Because it's not going to happen, and people are not going to give you anything. They're not going to give you anything, black people. You have to work for it. And white people have to work for it, too, but there is this thing with legacy. And with legacy, that means that somebody has thought enough of you to leave something for you, to give you a head start, or to help your situation or to help your condition. I was at a meeting last night, Brother Carter. I'm in Albany, Georgia right now. Y'all know I usually don't disclose the location, but I'm in Albany, Georgia. And I had the pleasure of speaking at, which is offering some comments. I was at Pride of Albany 360 in Albany. Albany, Georgia, and I got an opportunity to speak, and I said, listen, brothers, here's the deal. We have a responsibility to make sure that we're taking care of widows and orphans. And I said, but the other part of that responsibility is I have a responsibility as a man, and you know where I'm at, Brother Carter, to make sure that I'm better and able to support myself and my family. And so one way of doing that is make sure that I'm setting up things. So if I set up some things right now, then that means they're going to be a lot better off. And we were speaking in Birmingham. It's been all over. We've been in Birmingham last Saturday, and we're talking to parents of teens that was at this teen summit that we were participating in, the 2019 Elect Teen Summit in Birmingham on Saturday. And it's amazing some of the mindsets. I'm not being negative, but some of the mindsets, what people believe they don't have. And I'm like, God has given us so much, y'all. Can we just take what we have, put our hands to the plow, don't look back? Yes, we have to understand and recognize our history. I'm talking to us as black folks right now. I get it. We have to recognize our history at the same time, recognizing that we got so much power within our hands. We have so much wealth within our hands. Matter of fact, let me change that. We don't have wealth within our hands. We have riches within our hands. Let's turn it into wealth. And I'm talking about financial empowerment for those that may be just coming on, watching on Facebook Live, those that are just coming, tuning in through Blog Talk Radio. Listen, do you think things are really going to get better just because? They're not just going to get better just because. That means we got to do some work. And let me say this, and I think I'm about to end this. Again, most of you know my role in ministry. I'm tired. I'm not weary. I'm tired. I'm not about to faint. I'm just tired. I'm tired of looking at so many of God's people within the church, from the pulpit to the door, that are not maximizing what they actually have. And then the other side of the coin is there's people that are not maximizing what they have, but then there's people that don't know what to do, that are looking for some help. And I don't come on live doing these Facebook Lives like I used to do a couple of years ago. I just don't do them like I used to do them anymore. But the truth of the matter is, if you know somebody has the resources that can help you, why don't you take it? Why don't you take the resources? Why don't you take the help that is there? That's what tires me. That's what tires me, knowing that so many people have access to Dunlap. Now listen, there's stuff that comes with that, right? To have the access to me. To have the access to PRF, but there's so many people that are either watching it. We know we have the access. You know certain individuals that can help you with certain situations. Listen, we got to do it. I'm trying to encourage you. I'm trying to get you to a place of saying, you know what? If I really want to be financially empowered, what is it that I'm actually going to do? And if you're willing to do that, I'm gonna tell you all day long. We will expend the resources. We will able to help you. We will do that for you here at BRF. But you got to be willing to do the doggone work. I get phone calls all the time. Got a phone call from a very well-respected pastor and leader in the community about helping somebody yesterday. Now, when I contact this person, right, because this person was like, listen, whatever it costs to help this individual with their situation, we'll take care of that. And this is a pastor to do this for somebody else that's not even a member of their church. But they see the situation that this person is in. Now, I say, well, here's the deal. I'll give them a call. I'll contact them. When I contact this person, I'm looking for certain things. I'm listening for certain things. And the truth of the matter is, at the end of the day, I can give you the steps that you need to be successful. But my question to you is, are you going to take the steps? We have a course, a lesson that we teach in our financial healing course is called 10 Steps to Financial Healing. And I try to encourage people. I try to let you know, listen, it's not about taking all 10 steps today. It's not about fixing everything, Mark, that used to be jacked up, that it may have taken 5 years or accumulation of 5 years to get into that situation where now somebody's saying, Lord, I need some help. Nate, I need some help. The question is, can you just take the one step? And here's how I like to help people. When you take one step, you've got to know that some situations are insurmountable. They're situation that I understand that people cannot see their way out of it. So we got to help people to focus, and that's what we do. We're going to help you to focus on what was that one step. So let me give you a perfect example, because I'm trying to give you some nuggets and some things to wrap this whole series up on financial empowerment. Let's say you had $10,000 worth of debt. You had a couple of credit cards. You had a couple of loans. You got a couple collections. It equals up to $10,000. There's one thing that you can do. You can try to go out and borrow more money to put towards that. But if you got all that on your credit, then they're probably not going to give you a good interest rate. That's just the way it is. So how about this? How about you just start with one? And we'll look at it and we'll say, okay, well, why don't you just pay this one off? Listen, I know you got $10,000 worth of debt. This is like real life PRF moments right here. I mean, this is how it sometimes comes out. Listen, we know you got $10,000 worth of debt. Truth of the matter is, tomorrow you're not going to be able to pay that $10,000 worth of debt. Next week, you're not going to be able to pay the $10,000 worth of debt. So you're going to have to take some small bites. There's a book that we use. It's called a book that I like. I don't use it that often, but I mentioned it in our financial healing course. It's called How Do You Eat an Elephant? And the answer is you eat it one bite at a time. And so if I was talking to you, I would say, how about this? Let's look at this one particular debt. It's $200. Let me give you a real-life situation. It's $39. I have people that have had on their credit report, Danita, collections for $29 and $39. Listen, I'll give you $39 so you can pay this debt off and get this jacked up stuff off your credit and start the rebuilding process. I'll give you the $39. But the question becomes, it's not about me giving you $39. What are you going to do after that? I need to know, what are you going to do about the next debt? Because if I'm giving you $39, that means you can put something towards the other debt. And it may not be the whole, but it doesn't matter. What matters is you're trying to take care of it. You're trying to help. And those are some of the things that can help you to become financially empowered. But we got to talk about this stuff, y'all. We have to talk about it. And Danita, for those, Danita, she's put the name of your business, of your daycare, in the comments on Facebook so I can pronounce it correctly and don't mess up the name. But a couple of years ago, and again, I'm in a hotel now. I'm about to check out, about to go back home. So I travel a lot. And we started taking the toiletries that come inside of the hotels, you know, like the lotion, the little soap and all those things. And for the last couple of years, I've been just collecting them as I go. And then I take those things, and then I find somewhere to give them. And just think about this. And so I saw that. I've done that. And now that I've done that, somebody else joined on. And that's this one old person named Danita. She may not want me to say that, but I'm going to say it. Give honor where honor's due. And she's partnered with us on more than one occasion. And Danita, just to let you know, we sent those things, those items, to Birmingham for a team summit. summit that was going on last week. I had the opportunity to participate in one of the days. But they just it was just amazing to watch those young people putting together all these gift baskets, like 300 of them, for people who were less fortunate. Let me tell you what that does. It shows these young people that there's people, it shows people, us grown-ups, that young people will do some things if we put it before them. The only reason they were doing putting these gift bags together with these toiletries for people who were less fortunate is because adults put them in that position. That's it. Now, we have to put each other in the same position doing the same type of thing if we're talking about financial empowerment. And let me say this because I'm about to go. Again, if your church, the church where you're serving, the church where you're leading, about to join, whatever it is, if y'all don't have anything that's dealing with finances, then your pastors deserve to be worn out. The members deserve to be worn out. The people who are trying to get some type of counseling from their pastors and then they can't get it because he or she is too busy traveling or because he or she works for, that deserves to be happening. It doesn't make it right. But you've got to understand there's a cause and an effect. So it only makes sense to get something established. And it can be PRF. Listen, we'll help you set it up and we'll pass it on to somebody that can do it. But I'm tired. And this is how I'm leaving this. I'm tired. I'm tired of watching so many of God's people struggle. I'm tired of watching so many pastors broke. I'm tired of all the begging. No, there's a whole different way of doing this. And a lot of it's already been laid out for us. So let's follow the wisdom of God. Let's tap into these things that are going to help to empower the people. Because the truth of the matter is, if the people are not empowered, your church ain't empowered. Your church is not empowered because you got 10 to 12% of the individuals that are really the ones footing most of the bill. Your church is not empowered. Your church is broke. Your church is not empowered when you're holding on to $1 million or $200,000 in the bank and you got people that can't even pay their light bill. Your church is broke. Let me stop. So listen, we're going to be talking. We got some things in store for us. We got some for you. We got some things in store for us and for you going through the rest of the year. So I'm just going to encourage you. This is the time, the second and fourth Tuesday of every single month is the time that we come together to talk about some of these type of things in this way here on the PRF table. Please go to our website, prfinstitute.org. We got two big initiatives that we're working on. One will be finalized before the end of the summer. It's the pre-release financial initiative. And this is where we're taking, I can't give you everything, but this is where we're helping individuals before they get out of certain situations. Because the truth of the matter is, if all we're doing is helping people after they get out of certain situations, they're behind the eight ball. And we have to stop that. It's foolishness. So why not help individuals while they're in the situation, not to get out of the situation? So you got to learn more about what the pre-release financial initiative is. Go on the website. You can see a little bit. But we're going to help individuals, and we've already started, but helping individuals, Brother Dan, while they're in a situation, while they have other things that they're focusing on, other things that's on their mind, and they know that they're going to be released from something pretty soon. And so when they get released, then they're in a better place at the time of their release. Not waiting until after they get released out of something, and then we come in and try to help them. This is about, that's about being reactive. And God is saying, Brother Tim, no. What we need to really be doing is being proactive. I've said it once, I'll say it again. God has created us to be a proactive people. Look at what's in the Bible. I got to go. But look what's in the Bible. Look at the children of Israel. When God brought them out of Exodus, all that time that they had, from Exodus going all the way into the end of the crossover into the promised land, from Exodus, from Leviticus, from Deuteronomy, to Numbers, Deuteronomy. Listen, it was 30 days in the book of Leviticus. That covers about 30-day period. Numbers covers 39 years, about 10 months. And then you got Deuteronomy that covers about a month or 1 month period before they entered. Look at all that God said to them before they entered into the promised land. The reason, my belief, this is how I see it, that he spoke to them and he gave them all the instructions that they needed or that he knew they needed. They gave that all to them so that when they entered into the promised land, he didn't have to do too much more talking. All you need to do is work the doggone plan. And so listen, go to the website, look at all the courses that we offer. They're there for you. All we want to do is just be able to help you. So listen, thank you for tuning in on Facebook. Thank you to all the listeners who are listening to Blog Talk Radio. And again, all you got to do is reach out to me. So prfinstitute.org is the website. Everything is there. Reach out to us. Let us know where we can help you. And again, God bless you. We love you. And we'll see you the second Tuesday of next month for the PRF table. And also pay attention to the first and third Fridays of every month, which is Your Health is Your Wealth with none other than Kimberly Silas, who does a wonderful job leading that particular show on that day. So with that, God bless y'all. Enjoy the rest of your day. And let's get it cracked. Let's do what we got to do to make people's lives better.